In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Let's continue our program of approaches. And another common question asked by the atheist, how can miracles be possible? You know, you may face these questions in discussing any doctrine with the skeptics or agnostics or non-believer. They usually do not believe in miracles. They believe in nature, so they do not believe in supernatural power or getting out of the nature or the laws of the nature. Simply, the answer of this question is related to the existence of God. If there is a real God, and God is the creator, so he made the nature and put the laws of the nature, he can, by his free will, change this for some time for the sake of his people. So if we believe in God's existence and God's power and God is love, we can easily understand why God makes miracles. So let's put it again. If God exists, then miracles are logic. But if God is not there, miracles are not logic. By believing in God, we believe in the Almighty God. God is all-powerful, so he can do anything. He can do whatever he likes. And because he is good, so whatever he likes is always good. So miracles will work for the goodness of human beings, because God is all-powerful and is also good. So if you study some of the miracles written in the Bible, you can see that no miracles happened by the hands of the Lord for nonsense, for no reason, for just showing off. All the miracles happened to save people, to help people, to show the love of the Lord to the people. In the Old Testament, in the New Testament, in the history of Christian churches, miracles were always happening for the sake of the people of God. So even if you study walking on the water, the story of the two fish and the five loaves, the Israel children going through the wilderness and facing many problems, and miraculously they overcome these problems. So all the stories of miracles happened in the Old or the New Testament are always made by the power of the Lord for the sake of his people, because he is the creator and he is loving everyone. Raising Lazarus from the dead, healing the lepers, creating eyes for the man born blind are always proofs of God's existence and God's character. He is love. He loves human beings. He came to save them. All miracles are far beyond the natural law. We cannot consider the natural law as over God. God made nature, so God is over any law. So if he changed the law for some time for the sake of his people, this is very much accepted in a fatherhood way. If you think of any father who put rules to his family, he can change this rule for some time for the sake of his family. Another good question we usually face in the books or discussions with non-believers, isn't the Bible full of errors? Usually skeptics say so. The Bible is an old book and it's a book full of errors. First of all, I want to tell you that if you face this question, don't panic. It's as easy as, why don't you show me one of these errors you are speaking about? Usually, most of the people had no answer for this. They just knew that people are saying the Bible full of errors. Don't panic, it's an easy question. But you know, if you go through the Bible, we can overcome this problem. And if there are some false contradictions or apparently some contradiction in the verses, we have very good answers and very logic ones for this. You know, we need not to make any fun of everyone, of anyone who's speaking this. No, we need to respect whoever attacking us, but you know, we need to be self-confident in defending our Bible and defending our faith. And don't argue by mockery. You know, we need to give some logic to defend the Bible. If you study the Gospels, you will find that with the circumstances of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the Gospels said that it was very early in the morning and it was dark. While another Gospel said that the light appeared. So actually, they are not contradicting each other, because if you wake up early in the morning, you will find some darkness, and on the same minute, you can find some light coming from the east. So this is very logic. Nobody lied, and both stories can go together. And for another story in the Gospel, it was written that there was some man full of evil, a power or full of devil. And in another Gospel, he mentioned two. You know, there was one and two. It could be another miracle. And if it is the same miracle, one of the Gospel writers focused on the one who were talking to the Lord Jesus Christ, and the other put the focus on the number of those who were suffering. The contradiction you can find if you study whatever book in which the truths is said in a way, and it's also said in the opposite way. In this way, you know, you can see the contradiction. But the Bible never said that God is not love. God is always loving human beings. God is always all-powerful. God is the creator all through the books of the Old Testament and the New Testament. So the Bible contains many books written in 1,500 or 600 years, written by more than 40 writers, and they were all guided and supervised by the Holy Spirit. So the message is one, the truth is one, the contents are going together in very good synergism and unity, so you can never find any contradiction in the subject of the Bible. Also, we have, as believers, a common thing we can say to defend the Bible. If we believe it's the Word of God, God is responsible to keep His Word true. But you know, this is for ourselves as believers. For many who do not believe in the Word of God, they may not accept this. But as believers, we believe that the Word of God is given by God Himself, and He is the one who is responsible for His Word, and He will keep it as promised by Him to the end of the days. So, anyone attack the Bible, don't panic, and smilingly you can defend the Bible saying that I don't see any error, any contradiction, just show me one. And if you study the Bible, you can answer whatever He showed you. Glory to God. Amen.